ConocoPhillips is donating $500,000 to help complete an engineering building at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. It is the second large donation by industry directed to the project, but as KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, it's questionable the building will see students anytime soon, given Alaska's fiscal climate.
With ConocoPhillips' $500,000 donation, UAF's engineering building has attracted $1 million in private gifts. It's a fraction of the funding needed to finish the $122 million project. UAF spokeswoman Marmion Grimes estimates it will take tens of millions of dollars more to open doors to students.
$34.8 million in the capital budget, and then with the ConocoPhillips gift, another $5.5 million then to finish the fourth floor.
The fourth floor will be home to a new alternative energy lab, and it's where ConocoPhillips directed its donation. However, it's the capital portion of the equation that's tricky given the state's current fiscal landscape. John Davies serves on the Board of Regents and is a former state legislator. He says the Board of Regents has made completing the engineering building its top capital request. And while he acknowledges a capital appropriation looks doubtful, he holds out hope for a general obligation bond.
I think that the legislature in this environment has the capacity to do that. And certainly one of the highest priorities on that list would be finishing the engineering building at UAF.
Davies says there's a large unmet demand for engineers in Alaska. He hopes the governor and lawmakers take a page from ConocoPhillips' book and invest in the building's completion. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.